Welcome to the Laser Lounge Podcast. My name is Alicia Pate, and I'll be bringing you podcasts from Pate Ranch. We'll be talking about things in the laser industry, the CNC industry, woodworking, even working with leather. But most importantly, we're going to talk about how you can grow your business better. I want to say a special thank you to our show sponsors. They are Thunder Laser USA, Phantom CNC, Rotoboss Rotary Attachments, Odie's Oil, and Lone Star Adhesive. So sit back and hope you can enjoy and get something out of our podcast. Thank you. Hey, good morning, Jenna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. We're both on Central Time Zone and it's 11 for us. So it's still morning for us.
That helps.
People are going to be jumping on. Just wanted to say this is your first time, I think, to be on live stream in the Laser Lounge, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It's a little intimidating, but I'm excited.
Well, thank you. No, I thank you so much for joining us today. And people are going to jump on here and we're not going to wait for them because most people, as we've talked about, will actually watch this later when they're, mm-hmm. when they're working or doing their thing, but we still go ahead and film because you never know when people are watching and working. So mm-hmm. welcome to the show. And first I want to say, we're going to talk about, I've titled the podcast and the live stream, Glowing Creativity, Crafting Neon Laser Signs. And it really is, you know, just signs that have light with them. And so that's what we're going to mm-hmm. talk about today. But before we jump into the main topic, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, you know, how many lasers you're running, what you're doing, how long you've been in this kind of laser maker business, just a little bit so we understand who we're talking to.
Yeah. So I have a background actually in healthcare, doing therapy, and I got into lasers about 3 years ago, right around the pandemic time. And I started with a little diode laser and had a lot of fun with it, but quickly outgrew it and jumped straight in with both feet. I got the Thunder Nova 35-100. And then just recently, earlier this year, I got the Bolt. And that is a sweet little machine. Very excited about it. So I've been in the laser space for about 3.5 years now. And okay. My business is called Gravy Studios. So my last name is Musgrave. And so a lot of people call my husband and I like Gravy. So that's kind of where that comes from. And just because it's different. So yeah, I'm
very the owner good.
Maker Gravy Studios.
So what do you mainly make in your shop? I hear my dings going off as you're telling me what to make. I'm going to try to find what computer that is. I have 5 computers in here.
Go take care of it. So I do in my shop, I do a lot of, I have an eclectic mix. I do a lot of tumblers. I like to do the full wrap engrave just because in my area, there's not a lot of other people that are doing the full wraps. I do a lot of earrings just because I think they're fun and cute. And then I do a lot of business signs for, a lot of local businesses. And then the neon signs too have been a thing that I've been working on and, you know, getting to where I'm comfortable with those.
That's very good. You know, I got an opportunity to meet you at the Lightburn conference and something about you, you just, you know, had your act together and, you know, we've kind of become a little bit maker friends a lot since then. I guess that was in October, but I've really been watching you grow and watching what you're doing. And that's really why I wanted to have you on, because I wanted to kind of showcase you and show what you're doing. You've really taken your game up quite a bit in the sign side of the house. I remember the first time I saw one of your big projects was that, do you have a picture of it that we can share? It's that FFA for life.
Ooh, I don't have it.
Okay.
Handy right now.
No big deal. But anyway, that's what I first noticed. Later. Yeah. That's what I first noticed that, you know, you had really, you know, challenged yourself and mm-hmm. especially doing that on a 35, because those boards were big.
Yes.
And you obviously had to use a pass-through for that. But uh-huh. anyway, so welcome to the Laser Lounge. For those of you, if you haven't, you know, heard how our podcasts are, we like to bring in makers or talk about a special topic. And today we're going to talk about signs, neon signs, and also just lit signs. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about signs in general. How did you get into them? You know, what do you like to do with signs? And then we've got some demos later to kind of show, but just in general, talk about your sign hustle.
So I've done a bunch of different signs versus where it's just, you know, a really nice wood sign or a combination of like the wood backer with the acrylic and the standoffs. I did a couple for businesses like that and they were so beautiful, but I noticed that like it was just missing something. So then the next time that a business contacted me, I said, you know what? I said, this really needs, a little something. So I convinced her to do a backlight on it. And that one, man, that one was super easy because all I did was I just cut out a little circle, glued it to the back of that sign, and then just glued a strip of LEDs to the back of that. Super simple. And it looks great. And that's another one that I'll have to link in the comments later, throw that picture up there, but it just, man, it just really set that off. Oh yeah, there's the marquee sign. This one was my first foray into lit signs. And that one gave me kind of a false sense of confidence because that one was so easy. Well, not the build, but the electric part of that one, because that one is just some C7 sockets that are vampire. Literally, you just shove the sockets into the wire and you're good, you're golden. So that one, I was like, oh, that was easy. You know what? I should really try like these LED neon signs.
So is this like on the backside, is this like Christmas lights kind of deal or what?
So they are the small round bulbs. They're about this big. That's called a C7 okay. bulb. It's a round, mm-hmm. It's not a Christmas light. So it's not like the long skinny one. It's round.
Okay.
But yeah,
do you have a fixed length of distance to where you have to put the next light, or you can just put it wherever you want and connect it?
So you can do them at whatever interval you want, but I followed the template from the SVG for the placement on those. Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you about this, and then we're going to jump into neon, but you know, uh-huh. I think any kind of sign like this with a light is really awesome. And I can see many applications where companies will say, I need you to do this for our party. Planners would love this kind of stuff, but is this foam or is this wood, or what are you using for the material?
That one is 1/2-inch foam from Uline. So that one, came together pretty quickly and they're pretty lightweight, but I did do plywood for the base on those just so they weren't going to like blow around and Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah,
very
so that
good.
One, that one's the foam.
That's the one that I originally caught my eye with kind mm-hmm. of the work you're doing. I don't know if I have any other signs here in mind, but do you have on your Facebook page so I can pull it up later and look as we're talking?
I've got some. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Perfect. I've got some on there.
So that's just regular one. How did you start getting into the neon sign? Because I will say I don't see a lot of makers jumping over there yet. So those that are, you're standing out. So talk about the neon sign and let's talk a little bit also about the technology. You don't have to go super deep, but are these, mm-hmm. you know, just strip lights? So go ahead and kind of give us an mm-hmm. overview on that.
Okay. So I started with that marquee sign, that was kind of, and you know how as a maker, you start with things and you're like, oh, okay. And you kind of build up from there. So that was kind of my, mm-hmm. my project that led me to researching and doing other types. And then I started to see these custom faux neon. They're not true neon. I started seeing these custom neon signs popping up and I thought, you know, I'm wondering how people are doing it. And so I started doing some research. I looked into some of the information that other laser makers have put out there. And I felt like there were just still some gaps in it. And I didn't have all the tools, all the resources, all the knowledge that I needed that I felt like gave me a really clean sign and where I felt confident in it. So I have just been for a while compiling, testing different materials and researching techniques. And I've got it to a point where I really like have my process dialed in where I'm like, yep, I got it. I think for me, I knew I had made it when I made a neon sign and I didn't cry during it. So, but yeah, these neon signs that I really like to do are with the LED strip lights, and I use the Generation 1. with my laser. And there's some misinformation out there. A lot of people will say, you can't do this without a CNC. I'm here to tell you, I don't have a CNC.
Proving it.
Yeah, and I'm doing it. but again, I had to really refine my process and the technique and find the right materials. And, but I don't know, when I come across a challenge, I'm kind of like, oh yeah.
You're diving into it. And you know, it's kind of a great question that popped up. Ingrid was asking, any recommendations for YouTube training videos? Jenna, do you do any tutorials? And that kind of tees up where we're going. But I heard you say there's not a lot of YouTube tutorials when you were starting out. But Jenna is probably going to be a little bit shy here, but I'm not. But she's actually putting some structure together, Ingrid, to have some tutorials that people can really, you know, dive in and to get, you know, get more how to. And so we'll talk about that here in a second, which I think is great. Cause the community needs that kind of stuff, right? Here we have another little comment. Yes. I saw the Illinois, right? 4-H.
Yep. They're based out of Champaign. I'm in Champaign County, Illinois.
Okay. So yeah, people notice that, right? A great sign there. So let me ask you a couple of questions, about the neon stuff. I would not know anywhere to go. Do you go to Amazon and get the lights, or is it a specialty light company? Okay.
No, you can get them on Amazon.
And that's where I get them. I've seen some advancements just in some of that strip lighting for like cars and some other things. You just cut it wherever you want the length, right? And it kind of,
essentially, yes. Work? Yeah. You can cut it anywhere. Yeah. And then you just gotta keep bringing power to it.
That's cool.
And that's where the soldering comes in. So,
yeah. Oh, so you're actually soldering too.
Oh yes.
Tell us a high level. Super deep, but just in general, how the wiring works.
Okay. So, without going too deep, because soldering is, it's deep. You have to have an electrical circuit. You have to have a general idea of what your circuit is, that you have a power source, you have a pathway, and you have a load, which in our case is the light. And so every time you cut that strip, you're cutting the circuit, you're cutting the path. So you just have to keep soldering those connections to complete the circuit. So each time you make a cut, you have to solder the two wires, the positive and the negative. And heaven forbid, if you get them crossed, your whole project is done. So you've got to pay attention, and
if I'm thinking about it, you have to design the actual, let's imagine that we were doing the 4-H one with neon. Have to design the actual letters or whatever that is going to be, or like behind you have that hustle, right? You design the font. And then you have to strategically think about where you're going to put the light placement because of, I'm sure there's a formula that says the distance from the next light will give you the best glow overall, right? Because if you get further away, do you get some, I don't know how that works.
No.
Okay. And then you have to probably think about, what about the joints and the angles and how it needs to bend? Is there any restrictions there or thinking there or logic?
So as far as the design process goes, when I'm creating the design, it's more about like the placement of the holes that are in the acrylic that allow my power to connect, to go from one piece to the next. So there's a lot of thought that goes into that when you're designing it, and also the font itself, because not all fonts are neon friendly is how I say it. But beyond that, the light, there's really no distance that makes it more or less light.
Okay.
And I feel like you asked another question, but now I've forgotten it already.
I was asking about the angles of
the angles. Yes. Okay.
The tape. Yeah.
So with that flex strip, that silicone flex strip, and it has the wire inside of that, you can get with like the sign behind me, you can see there's about a 90 degree bend on that H, and that'll go pretty well. But anything kind of beyond a 90, you've got to be careful because the silicone will resist it. So that's just another thing that, you know, it kind of comes with experience and you have to have it in your hand and work with it to get an idea, get a feel for like, okay, this will tolerate this much bend, but this, nope, you can't bend it that much. So you're going to have to cut here and solder another piece to it.
This design. So there's a workaround. You just have to, it's another joint that you have to do.
It's just another cut. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so as you're talking about that, a couple of questions are coming to mind. Do you buy this as a kit or you have to buy it as piece parts? And then like the plug part, like the plug is separate. When you go into Amazon, you have to order the plug and you have to order the you call it silicone flex strip. And then you may order other parts. There's no like one all kit. You just kind of have put it
together. No, there isn't. There's not. There on Amazon, so you need the flex strip itself and then you need a power supply, something to actually plug into the wall. Some kits might have both of those together. The one that I like, they don't include it together. But besides that, you're going to need your acrylic, you're going to need your wire. And that's, you know, those are the base. That's the basics that you need. So those are all the parts that go into it.
I'm going to pull it up just so we can take a look at it and it helps a little bit. Is this white, something like this? Is it kind of what you're talking
that's
about?
That's exactly it. Mm-hmm. Any of those.
Okay. And this, you can then go in and I'm assuming change the colors or do you choose by color? Okay.
It just depends on the brand. Some of them you can buy individual colors. I haven't tried the ones that are color changing yet. But you can see off to the right-hand side on that screen that you can choose like, oh, I want the ice blue. I want the red. I've got the pink one behind me. So.
Okay. And here I see what you're saying. So let's say if I was going to need to create another joint, I can just cut this. I'm assuming in between these little ridges here.
So on the black lines, those are the cut lines.
Okay. Ah, okay. See, I don't even, even play with this.
Those are the cut lines, and there's an individual LED in between each of those cut lines.
Okay. And is this kind of like it's easy to cut with scissors, or you have to use a special tool, or?
You can cut it with scissors. There's more than one way to skin a cat, and you can use scissors. You can use wire cutters. You can use whatever, but it's all about like, what's going to give you the cleanest look. And sometimes you got to play around with your tools and look at it different ways and just see what, you know, what's easiest, quickest, gives you a clean look.
Gotcha. Okay. And so then that's the light. What's the, the electrical part called? Just so I can kind of look it up. Like what's the connector to the wall.
It's a AC to DC adapter.
Something like this?
Yep. Okay. Something just like that. Yep.
Oh, okay. Nice. So go ahead.
The reason you need that, and some people are like, oh man, you know, cause they get a little sticker shock when they look at it and like, do I really need this? So those neon strips, those flex lights, they are DC power. And for anyone who doesn't know, cause I had to learn this too. What we have in our homes is AC power. So you have to have a converter to be able to plug it in and get that light. So it is a necessary evil.
No, totally understand that. It would be smart if somebody started putting out kits like that for people. So tell me like who are buying these? Your clients, is it realtors? Is it just moms and dads for their kids? Is it, you know, bars and restaurants?
Man, there are so many applications for this. Like kids' room decor, do the name, do something fun with it. A lot of businesses are incorporating these with their signs, even like the little social media signs to add a little pop of light and really draw customers in. Weddings are like probably the number one, you know, the Thompsons, the Johnsons, those weddings ones are just flying off the shelves. I'm doing one right now, which is a really big one. The biggest one I've done so far. It's about 3 feet wide by 2 feet tall. And it's for the local Mexican restaurant. So,
cool.
You know,
what's it say?
Okay. So it's before I tell you what it says, you have to know like our local owner, whenever anyone goes in and you pay, he goes, thank you. See you tomorrow. see you tomorrow every day. No matter, like he always says, see you tomorrow. So I'm making him a 3-foot by 2-foot neon sign that says, see you tomorrow. Love, Carlos.
That's kind of cute. That's cute.
It's on brand, right?
Yeah, so. Exactly. And yeah, for those of you that are listening live, we've got several people out there. If you have any questions for Jenna, please ask in the chat. We can see that and hopefully help get that answered. Obviously, I can't. I'm not in this space at all, but I'm learning myself. So I see that one behind you, and it's nice because it doesn't totally overwhelm, you know, the video, but it shines in a way that it just gives a little glimpse, just like you're talking about. Mm-hmm. So if you were an influencer or a podcaster or whatever, it just kind of gives that little hint if it was your logo in the background. Maybe I need one for mine. I'm sure Reagan would tell me that.
I can,
I'm wearing Reagan's merch today, if you can see.
Nice. Represent.
Kicking our silver. So maybe I need to get Reagan one, kicking our silver made. She's much better at the Instagram and TikTok at that. But you mentioned acrylic. Is that what you're primarily using for your neon signs? Okay.
Yes. And that's going to be the most popular style, is with the clear acrylic, especially for the weddings. I mean, you can use whatever base or backer you want. You could use wood, you can use colored or opaque acrylic. But for me, the ones that I've seen that are the most popular, especially for the weddings, is the clear acrylic. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's just talk wedding. Someone calls and says the Johnsons, you're doing clear acrylic, and then they typically tell you what color, or do they leave that up to you? How much?
Oh no, I give them options. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And usually then, for the weddings, it's always either the bright white, the cool white, or the warm white. I have not had anybody yet do a colored neon sign for the wedding.
And are they typically putting those on those green backdrops that look like leaves? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as you're thinking, as you're talking about that, that would be a great opportunity just to straight out work with wedding venues, you know, to go and say, hey, I can, you know, a lot of times they have packages as brides come in for their event. You could partner with them and say, hey, this is, you know, some options we could do. Here's a, you know, a digital catalog that they could pick from. And that would be one way to kind of get in there. So hopefully you may be doing that. I don't know. I'm just free flowing.
Not yet.
Out loud. But it's how to grow a business.
I'm making notes.
Yeah. You need to find some. The other thing is party planners. I have worked with party planners with the foam signs that I do, and it's, you know, that's all they do is, you know, do one event with a bunch of signs. So I could see them maybe making some that they took to a couple of different same type, you know, venues.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. Celebrate. Happy birthday.
I could see it. I could see it with people doing those photo. What are those things called where they do photo, you know, like where they go take photo booth, doing some neon stuff there. Just kind of.
I work with an event planner, and I actually was able to make a neon sign for Kraft Heinz, who has a factory in my town. So that was like a really big deal for me. So that was one of the ones I did not cry on, surprisingly.
That is so neat. We got a good question here. Let me show it. So do you inset that then into the acrylic, or do you lay it on top? So the actual, where do you put the light?
It sits on top for the clear acrylic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we're going to show a little video here in a second. That's will give you a visual of that. But if I remember correctly in some discussions with you, let's say you were going to do that one right in the back hustle. Mm-hmm. You pick your font, and I heard you say there's neon friendly fonts. So what is a neon friendly font before I ask the question?
It's a font that doesn't really change in thickness. You can't, you know, we're working with a piece of material. It's a strip. It never changes in thickness. So you just have to be mindful of, you know, of what the font looks like.
Okay. Having the same stroke throughout the whole thing is kind of what you're saying.
Right. Yep.
Okay. So you go and choose Hustle. And let's say we choose the same font that you have in the back. Then you start doing your design. I'm just free flowing here. You do your design of where you're going to take that light rope along the font. And then you know kind of by experience where you're going to have to cut it, right? Because of the way the joints are. And then you put like circles into the acrylic, I'm assuming, where you attach it. Now, we saw a picture of the rope. What attaches the rope to the acrylic?
I glue mine.
Oh, really? Just like with hot glue? Yep.
Oh, no, I use a special kind of glue. I mean, you can use any type of CA glue, honestly, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I didn't even know that. I thought you would be putting a clamp or something.
No. So that's my workaround because I don't have a CNC. And like I said, a lot of people say, oh, you can't do these without a CNC. And that may be true of the Gen 2 style LED strip. But with this Gen 1, you don't need a CNC and you can just physically attach it to the face of the acrylic.
Okay. So you're just gluing it straight down. Wow. Okay. That's cool. Yep. Mm-hmm. Man. Okay. So good question there. And all right. So here's the thing I want to talk about. So someone asked before, are you doing any, you know, how do you do training? How did you educate yourself on it, first of all, but also what are you doing now to help the community? How did you learn this stuff?
Okay. Well, so, I mean, technically everything is already out there, right? You can look up videos on how to solder. You can look up videos on, you know, how to do this, that, and the other. But what I found was like, you know, everybody's using different tools. Everybody's doing it a different way. And it doesn't all really mesh. So I mean, in the time that I've been like researching and refining my process and realizing that there's not one good place with all of that information all in one place, I was like, you know what? It's going to be me. Let's do it. And I'm very blessed that my husband is a cinematographer. He has all of the production equipment. I mean, like, if you could see my setup right now, all the lights that are on and the camera lens that we're using right now, it's like, it's not, we're not working off of some webcam right here.
He's probably right, looking at mine, watching and going, what's Alicia's janky setup going on over there with all that light? Well, it looks great. I mean, he definitely knows. Okay, so let's talk about it. You are, and then I want to follow up later with a question that came in because it's good, but you are starting kind of your own little page and your own little tutorial kind of thing where if people are really wanting to get into this, they can kind of sign up and get all access to the details of actually how to do this for a nominal fee.
Yeah.
You got a cute little video here and I'm going to go ahead and add it to the stage so you can talk through it. All right, here we go.
Welcome to Hustle and Glow. I'm Jenna. I'm the owner and maker at Gravy Studios. I'm really glad you're here. I'm going to teach you how to create neon signs using your laser. We're going to cover everything from basics to advanced lessons in mini bite-sized videos that are easy to follow and understand. Self-explanatory.
I've got some bloopers.
I'll do it live.
Oh, that's a cute little video. I like that. So tell me a little bit what you're doing there. What you're going to have a Facebook group and, you know, I don't know, just give us a little background there.
All right. So when I saw all the gaps in the knowledge and the fact that everything is all spread out and you've got to kind of, I wanted to have a resource where everything is all in one place. So with the help of my husband, I have created what I'm calling a neon masterclass for laser owners who don't have a CNC. So what it is called Hustle and Glow. And there are 14 or 15 videos now, I think, including the bloopers, because if you can't have fun and laugh at yourself, like what are you even doing in life? So the bloopers are included in that. So there's like 14 or 15 videos that include like, how do I get started? How do I solder? There's downloads with all the materials and the tools and the supplies that you need. There's access to a Facebook group where we're all coming together to just talk it through. I'm calling it Hustle and Glow. And it's like, it's everything you need all in one place. And I'm really excited.
Do you have the Facebook up yet? Or are you?
It's a private group.
I'm trying to find it. Okay. So I don't see it right now.
Right. Okay. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very
good. So that's going to be a private group. And that community is part of the all access for the masterclass.
Okay, perfect. So once you get that going, just let us know and we can you know, tell people where. So, because I'm sure people are going to be hitting up.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. See, looky here. We already got people asking, how do we.
I know, right. I know. It's not, it's, we're doing final, like, color and audio.
Final testing. Videos. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Before they, well, that's before, great. I think, good job.
Somebody already found this on my website. You guys are like on it.
they're going to be on it. Yeah. So yep. I want to circle back. Y'all keep asking questions because this question I'm going to pop up here is a good one. And, you know, we, in the limited time we have left, we want to have some good questions. What's the difference between Gen 1 and 2 LED strips?
Okay. All right. So the one that you pulled up on Amazon is a Gen 1 strip. And essentially the light strip with the wires, that circuit board, is inside of the silicone tubing. All right. That's Gen 1. The Gen 2 is, they are two separate pieces. So you've got your silicone tubing over here and you've got your light strip over here. And you just, it's a different process for assembling it.
And so if someone... would they use Gen 2 now? I mean, do you just do like you do everything else? Like
Gen 2, you would need to have a CNC to do that.
Oh, okay. You said that.
So before. It's just a difference in the assembly. But okay. It'll give you the same. I mean, the end result is going to be the same.
Okay. That's good to know. I'm sure you're keeping your finger on the pulse of what's coming in this space as far as technology coming, I'm assuming, out of China mostly. What are you seeing with LED lighting? I've seen some cool videos of some really neat stuff that was just on TikTok or Instagram, but what are you seeing on the horizon?
You know, I haven't put that much thought and effort into that just yet, except for the color changing ones and the ones with the remotes. And I'm hoping that we can get to the point where we can do that with this type of sign. So that we can do the custom names and the color changing and things like that. I don't think we're there yet, but I'm pretty sure it's close.
Okay, that would be cool. Let's see. We had one question here. Is the class on your own schedule or set time? Just some specifics.
So these videos will be just available. You're going to have lifetime access. So it's not like, oh, you only have 60 days to view these. It's on your own time and go at your own pace and rewatch it. Cause you're like, oh wait, how did she do that again? So
yeah, that's great. That's good. Cause then if they didn't catch it, they can go back and watch it.
Cause these coloring is a very in-depth thing. And it's like,
oh, I'm sure
you want to be able to practice it and go back and do it again. And
absolutely.
And it can be stressful. So,
and sounds like you're also, you said you're pairing up a Facebook group with it so you can ask, you know, detailed questions and have some.
Yeah. So they can come there and ask me things specifically. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, Jenna, this has been great information. I'm glad that you were able to come on today and talk about
Thank you so much.
A maker thing that is out there that maybe some of us aren't, you know, dabbling in yet. There's lots of opportunity if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. You know, do something different that not everybody's doing. You know, even just for your kids, man. I mean, I can see me doing one for my shop that would be kind of cool on the wood shop side. Has some lighting in there at night. But where can we get a hold of you if we want more information about what you're doing and some of your classes?
So right now, if you go to gravystudios.com and it's in the headliner, just click on Hustle and Glow, and that'll take you to the page. And since the class is not currently available, not until April 2nd, you can sign up for that email so that you'll be one of the first to get access to it. And I'm also doing an early access discount. So you can hop over there and get on that if you want to.
I'm pulling it up just so we
can. Oh, there we go. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep. Okay. So right here, Hustle and Glow.
There it is.
Oh, nice. I see your man's been making your page look good. All right.
Somebody did a nice job.
I was doing a nice job. I like how you're at least coming professional. Okay. So let's look here. You. This is what you were saying. You just laid on top and that's kind of a pictorial of what it looks like. Yes. Oh, look at you with connecting your wires here. You're doing some testing before you do the final build out.
So, this is a screen grab from the troubleshooting section of my class, because with me making my own signs and crying through, oh my gosh, what's wrong? That was one thing that I realized was missing in some of the other things that are out there, is like, what can go wrong? what does it look like and how do I fix it? And so that was something that I really felt was important to address in Hustle and Glow.
Very good.
There's my neon sign I did for Kraft Heinz.
So. Okay. I like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, listen, it's been awesome having you on today. And I just want to thank you, you know, for your time. Just I can tell by the comments here that people have found this beneficial. The classes open up around the 1st of April, so keep your eye on it. You know, you now know where to go find more information on it. Mm-hmm. Jenna is a member of the Laser Lounge and an active member, so she'll be in there if you have any additional questions.
Yeah.
We're going to turn this into a podcast, so it'll be up on the audio mode that we normally push them to, and it'll also be up on YouTube. We're going to go ahead and put it up as a regular video. Want to thank our sponsors for the show today. We've got Thunder Laser USA, Phantom CNC, Lone Star Adhesive, Odie's Oil, and also Rotoboss Rotaries. So Jenna, thank you again for coming on today. And I hope you have an awesome time. And I'm sure I'll be hitting you up soon for a sign for maybe Reagan or something. So any All final right. closing Sounds comments, good. Jenna? Any final closing comments?
Okay. Let me just share a couple of things that I wish I would have known when I went into neon sign making. So one of the first things is avoid the urge to add more solder when you're soldering. More solder is usually not the answer. And the other thing would be, like, when you start taking up soldering, if this is something that's new to you, just have patience and grace with yourself, because you can watch a video on YouTube, you could watch me do it and think, oh my gosh, she's so fast and it looks so good. And that's just like learning any new skill. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of patience and practice. There's a technique to it. So don't give up and just keep practicing. That's what I would have said to myself.
Well, that's good feedback for somebody, you know, who's trying to get in it. I showed the page again because mm-hmm. someone wanted to just get a little bit confirmation on what it was. Listen, mm-hmm. you have a beautiful day. And one final thing, Jenna is the one whose parents own the reindeer farm, right?
Yes. And so that's right. Yes.
The awesome picture that we posted in the group of that. So you definitely have an interesting background that's fun to follow and see about.
I'm all over the place.
Thank you, Jenna, for coming today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Hit her up for more questions online. Thanks, guys.
Bye.